history of Samoa's independence, and these old guys were the last survivors of the American forces that had been stationed here in World War II. Bataan came back in a rush of bad memory, while the mayor of Apia welcomed the old vets and told stories she'd heard from her father and grandfather. The changeling listened respectfully, its face revealing nothing. It was a pretty face. The changeling had the form of a young, attractive woman. The ad it had answered on the net was looking for a laboratory technician who could operate this and that machine and had knowledge of marine biology and astronomy. It didn't call for doctorates in those subjects, but then the changeling could hardly advertise those. Its faked credentials were impressive enough. It only claimed wide reading in marine biology and a BS in astronomy. The degree actually belonged to the woman whose appearance it had taken, safely out of the job market herself. She was the mother of triplets in Pasadena. Putting together a fake identity was more complicated than it used to be. It was not particularly hard for the changeling to pretend to be the woman from Pasadena. It even had her fingerprints and tattoos and scent. But it had taken a bit of computer wizardry to erase the records of her husband and triplets and substitute an impressive job record. It had taken even more to temporarily make sure that computer, phone, and fax messages were routed through the changeling before Ray Archer got them. The actual Ray Archer was beautiful and took pains to look less than her 30 years. The changeling modified the details so that it was the same face, but merely pretty and 30. It had done it all in less than a day. Once the ad appeared on Sky and Telescope's website, it automatically monitored anything with the keywords Apia or Poseidon Projects. As Ray, it had talked to Naomi and then Jan, who agreed to give Ms. Archer an interview if she were willing to gamble the airfare out to Samoa and back. The changeling thought it had done a good job of imitating an excited young woman trying to contain her enthusiasm. The real gamble, of course, was background checking. The changeling had inserted files attesting to Ray Archer's job competence in every position she'd held, but if Naomi or Jan decided to call the states and ask for an actual person's recollection of the woman's work, the web of deception would evaporate. Apia was muggy and buggy at 3 a.m. Almost every cab in town was waiting outside the airport. The plane from Honolulu only came in twice a week, but the changeling asked directions and did the sensible thing, taking the bus into town. It was 20 miles of slow driving either way. For an extra $3, the bus went a block out of its way and delivered the changeling to its door, a bed and breakfast just a kilometer up the beach from the Poseidon site. The proprietor was there, heavy-lidded but friendly, to show the changeling to its room. It feigned a couple of hours' sleep while relaying 4 emails to the real Ray Archer and monitoring a wrong number, and then went out to watch the dawn come up over the mountains. Chapter 34. Apia, Samoa, June 2021. The changeling suspected there might be some slowdown in things because of the anniversary, but it didn't expect an absolute rejection.
"Come back day after tomorrow," the guard with the phone said. "It might even be a week before anyone can see you."
She asked why, and he shook his head, listening to the receiver.
"We'll reimburse you for your extra expenses."
Listening again.
"There's too much happening now. Just enjoy the town."
The changeling, of course, could clearly hear the other side of the conversation. The excitement in the woman's voice, he knew she was Naomi from the stateside calls, was palpable. It had obviously come one day too late. There had been some breakthrough. It walked most of the mile into town, stopping at a souvenir store to buy some informal clothes and change out of its business attire. The clerk showed it how to tie a lava-lava dress, and it chose a matching blue shirt that it would have called Hawaiian in any other context. Gaudy earrings and a necklace of shells completed its camouflage. Samoa had actually gained its independence on January 1st, but since that was already a holiday, they sensibly moved the celebration up to June. The changeling walked on into town in a resigned, almost grim mood. Enjoy, enjoy. It found all kinds of dancing and singing, which might have been more interesting to an actual human. Feasting, similarly irrelevant. Canoe and outrigger races.